Let's go to Psalm 63, if you will open your Bibles. It's a psalm of David. He wrote it when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Verse 1 and 4 of Psalm 63, David expresses his desire and his esteem of God. In verses 5 and 6, he shares about his satisfaction and his communion with God. In verses 7 and 8, he tells of his joyful dependence upon God. And in verses 9 through 12, he tells of his holy triumph in him. Let's focus this morning on verses 1 through 4, and from the King James. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Remember, he's in the desert, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because of thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Matthew Henry says, David arises with a thirst after those comforts which the world cannot give, and has immediate recourse by prayer to the fountain of the water of life. Remember, he's in a desert, so he runs to God, the fountain of the water of life. The true believer is convinced that nothing in this sinful world can satisfy the wants and the desires of his immortal soul. When faith and hope are most in exercise, the world appears a weary desert, and the believer longs for the joys of heaven, of which he has had some foretaste in the ordinances of God upon the earth. J. Vernon McGee says, it has been a marvelous psalm for the church. It speaks of thirst for the water of life. Christom said that it was ordained and agreed upon by the primitive fathers that no day should pass without the public singing of this psalm. Wow. And in the primitive church, this psalm was sung every morning or every time there was a public gathering. My goodness, I didn't know that about this psalm. It was sung every time they met. They always began the morning service with it. He is the Creator. He is the Redeemer. He is my Father. It was He whom David sought. David's soul thirsted for God.
That's right.
Then McGee asked two questions. He says, and I'm asking you this morning, do you feel that way about Him? Do you?
You bet.
Do you thirst for God?
You bet.
Do you think He's just super, super marvelous?
Yes,
amen. And more so. And then he says, McGee says, do you have a love for Him and a thirst for Him? Do you?
Yeah.
I do. A real thirst for Him. Or has He become a burden to you? Oh, God, let that never happen. Amen. And he concludes with, oh, that we might thirst for Him. I like McGee. I think he writes some great things about the Scripture and gives us insight that we don't have ourselves. I love the fellowship as we read commentaries, the fellowship with the saints who have gone before us, who are writing things about the things that they're reading and thus sharing it with us. So let's see what Peterson says about it from the Message Bible. God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts in the world today, let's say. Just turn on the TV and you know we're in a dry, weary place. Amen. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. My lips brim with praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners. And praise to you. Isn't that perfect for Palm Sunday? God knew it was going to be Palm Sunday. We've got those palm branches right here in our hands, don't we? Amen. We're going to put them up and we're going to sing praises to him. Let's stand and say this together from Peterson's translation from the Message Bible. God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.